In January 1879, voters in Cleveland, Tennessee, narrowly re-elected their mayor, J.C. Tipton. The result was a series of riots. J.C. Tipton was a Republican. The Republicans had been staunch supporters of emancipation and the rights of black Americans during the subsequent... God damn it, why am I having so much trouble with this? And the rights of black Americans during the subsequent era of Reconstruction. The Democrats, represented by F.E. Hardwick, were concerned about the shift in the balance of power. They wanted everything to remain as it had been before the Civil War. Slavery had been outlawed, but they still weren't ready for equal rights. The Republicans, represented by J.C. Tipton, received 174 votes in the election. The Democrats received 136. Stirred up by a local newspaper editor, Robert McNally, a staunch Democrat, some began crying foul. The election, wrote McNally, was one of considerable excitement, with lying and flowing whiskey, with drunk white men and Negroes seen in every direction. To sum up the election, it was, he wrote, a disgraceful farce. Fighting broke out all over town, in the streets, in the courthouse, in restaurants and offices. Within a week, citizens began circulating a petition calling for the abolition of the Corporation of Cleveland. After riotous debate, the bill passed the required third reading on March 17, 1879. The abolishment of the city of Cleveland would take place on December 31, 1879. And for 3 years, Cleveland, Tennessee was effectively taken off the map of Tennessee by the state legislature. For 3 years, Cleveland was in a state of anarchy. It's a story rarely told. Try Googling it. There's nothing about this remarkable period on the net. And yet the historians at the Museum Center at Five Points in Cleveland have put together an exhibit telling the whole story. Lisa Chastain is the museum's curator.
This current exhibit is called Building Cleveland Up, and we actually go back in time a little, and we start when Cleveland basically dissolved. On December 31st, 1879, Cleveland disappeared off the map. Previously, there was a hotly contended mayoral race, and the winner was J.C. Tipton, and he won by 38 votes.
It's a squeaker.
It was a squeak, and the town did not go for that vote. So the actual local newspaper editor, Robert McNally, started sending around a petition, which everyone signed. You know, it went around. There were fights in the streets because this was just not what they wanted. Fights in the courthouse. It was pretty riotous time.
I assume there was a group that did want him.
Yes.
Right, that voted
yes,
for him.
But apparently after three readings, committee meetings, all of a sudden it was passed, and they decided instead of having a new race to send a petition to the state of Tennessee in Nashville and say, we are dissolving our town.
You're kidding. Wow, this is serious business. So
yes.
People, what was the story with this guy? Why were they so adamant they didn't want him?
He was the incumbent.
So he'd already been mayor.
Right.
And there were a lot of people who apparently didn't think he did a very good job.
A staunch Republican, and apparently he won again, but it wasn't good enough. And
well,
the Democrats just decided to take over. And instead of being able to win maybe a new race, maybe they didn't think they could win a new race. They just decided to throw the town to the wolves altogether.
Well, you have the feeling that if they could do the same thing in Washington, they'd probably would
have
done
actually,
it, right?
We opened this exhibit just a few days after the government reopened.
Yeah, good timing.
So it was really good timing, and there was a lot of connections that we were able to make with people coming through. So it was pretty fun.
So what happens when you petition the state government to dissolve the city? Did the state go along with this?
The state House of Representatives signed the petition, and on December 31st, the town disappeared. They paid all their debts. They laid off all their employees, and the city of Cleveland just wasn't there on the map anymore. It was there, but it wasn't there. And as the city seat for the county, they were basically in a little bit of turmoil. There was no sheriff. There were no deputies policing the roads and the streets, and there was no lights, and the city was just not functioning. But people went to work the next day, and they carried on as they could.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have accounts from that time of people talking about what life is like?
A few accounts saying that, you know, shortly after that, people had started to come back together to say, we need to put the town together. This is ridiculous. Don't know why we let it get this far in the first place. But it took them about 2 years to come back together. 2 years.
So for 2 years, it was basically anarchy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just amazing that people could live like that.
Yeah. Do you have any accounts of what people talking about what life was like at that point?
Other than, you know, the normal farmers went to farm and the fields were still plowed, but schools were very haphazard. Mm. If teachers decided to go to work, they did. If they didn't,
what did Cleveland look like at that point in time? I guess it was mostly rural, right?
It was very rural. They had a nice city center, but it was only after they rechartered that they started to build out from that center. So you had the tiny town with probably a square around it, and then everything else was very rural, very haphazard. So,
but you still need city services.
You do, you do.
And for 2 years, people apparently functioned without them.
Right. You couldn't. You had to go to Hamilton County to do land deeds and get married and have all those specific government documents to make everyday life. So it was a fascinating time.
So how did they bring it back together?
Again, a petition went around to all the citizens of what was once the city of Cleveland. And after deciding they couldn't live in anarchy anymore, they re-signed, and the charter passed in May of 1882 with a vote of 225-4.
Ah.
So four people were still, they probably lived closer to Chattanooga. They could travel a little bit.
225 people said, enough of this.
Yeah. Right, right.
The voters elected a committee of six aldermen to run the city. The first order of business was licensing three new saloons for the reconstituted city. The exhibit telling the whole story, called Building Cleveland Up, is in the Museum Center at Five Points on Inman Street in Cleveland until Saturday, January 4th. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.